George Burns and Gracie Allen. With the music of Felix Mills and yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. As we look in at the Burns home, we find Gracie talking with her Uncle John.
Are you enjoying your stay here, Uncle John?
Oh, yes, indeed, Gracie.
Good.
Of course, I'd enjoy it more if George liked me a little better.
Oh, he likes you, Uncle. You see, George is one of those strong, silent he-men who doesn't let his feelings show. You know, the Humphrey Bogart type.
George is the Humphrey Bogart type?
Oh, certainly. George appears to be as hard as a rock, but that hard exterior is just something he puts on.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure, and I ought to know. I lace him into it every morning.
Well, I still don't think he likes me.
Well, now, what makes you think he doesn't?
Oh, maybe I'm oversensitive. Just the way he greets me in the morning.
Oh, what does he say?
Are you still here?
Uncle, pay no attention. That's the Bogart coming out in him. Say, Uncle John, I just had an idea. Since George is the Humphrey Bogart type, the way to handle him is to be like Lauren Bacall.
But I don't think I've got the shape for it.
Oh, no. I didn't mean you.
Well, I hope not. Oh, there's a woman with a beautiful figure.
Oh, you said it. Where she accentuates, you're positive. I meant that I could be the Lauren. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I could be the Lauren, but no, I guess I'm not the type either.
Oh, yes, you are, Gracie.
Oh, no, I'm not either. Why, if you took that beautiful, exotic, gorgeous creature and stood her next to me, it wouldn't take you half an hour to tell us apart.
Oh, Gracie, where'd you put my pipe?
Oh, just a minute, dear. But, Uncle, it would be worth trying. If he goes for it, maybe I can get him to let you stay.
Well, that would be fine.
Yeah, I'll pull a few of Lauren Bacall's lines on him. I'll even do that kiss scene, you know, where she kisses Bogart and says, it's even better when you help.
How about my pipe?
Oh, wait here, Uncle John.
Oh, there you are. Where's my pipe?
If you want anything, all you gotta do is whistle.
Whistle?
And while you're puckered, I'll pour it on you.
Huh?
I'll palpitate your puss.
Gracie, what's the matter with you?
I'll slip you some lip drip.
What are you talking about?
A kiss. A kiss.
Oh, all right. A kiss, and then you'll find my pipe. There.
It'd be even better if you got some help.
Gracie, what are you doing?
Oh, George, didn't you see To Have and Have Not with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall?
Oh, so that's it. Well, stop trying to imitate Humphrey Bogart.
I was being Lauren Bacall, and you're supposed to fall under my spell so I can talk you into liking Uncle John.
That moocher? When is he going to move out?
Oh, George, there's no place to move to. What people are offering scotch and nylons just for a place to live.
Well, let's take one of them and get rid of Uncle John.
But, George, Uncle John loves you. He always says the nicest things about you. No, wait, I'll show you. Uncle John!
Gracie, I'm not interested in what you...
Did you call me Gracie?
Yes, Uncle. I was just telling George what nice things you always say about him.
Oh, I do, George, I do. I always tell everyone that you're a fine man. Let them laugh at me.
Look, Uncle,
I always stand up for you, no matter how the family hates me for it.
Look, Uncle...
When you wanted to marry Gracie, her mother said, I won't let my daughter marry that good-for-nothing ring-tailed weasel. But I said, let her marry him.
Look, Uncle,
I like to say nice things about you. Of course, you're not a blood relation, But I like to imagine you have blood just like the rest of us.
Look, Uncle,
I like you, George. I'd go to the ends of the world for you.
Well, here are my A coupons. Get going.
Why, sure, George. Anything you say.
You like me, I know, Uncle. Yeah. You're crazy about me, Ed.
Oh, come on. Don't try to act so rough and tough, Bogey.
Bogey?
Well, Uncle John and I think you're the Humphrey Bogart type. And you are, you magnificent brute.
I'll go.
Oh, I mean it. Women rave about how Bogart sets them on fire. Why, ever since I married you, I've been nothing but burns.
Gracie, come in.
Good morning, Burnses.
Oh, hello, Harry.
Well, now, look, we'll leave it to Harry.
Leave what, Gracie?
Well, don't you think George could play Humphrey Bogart's part in To Have and Have Not?
Sure. Of course, with George playing it, they'd have to change the title to Haven't Got and Can't Get.
Very funny, very
or
funny.
To have and don't know what to do with it.
You're a scream.
Or hasn't got, never had, couldn't have had if he
all
had had
right,
it.
All right, all right.
Harry, I don't think you've ever seen the picture.
Oh, five times is all. That Lauren Bacall. Oh, the future Mrs. Von Zell.
Stop, Lauren Bacall wouldn't look at you.
It might interest you to know, George, that she has already said yes to me.
What?
Word of honor. I said, are you Lauren Bacall? And she said yes. Right.
They're engaged now. Well, Harry, you can start blazing the trail for Uncle John. Goodbye, Harry.
Goodbye.
Well, Gracie, I've got to get to work. You run down and rent that house next door for Uncle John.
No, wait, dear. First, I want you to name one good reason why he should move.
He's a pest, a nuisance. He's lazy. He doesn't work. He eats like a horse and borrows money from us.
I said name one.
Gracie, how quickly can you get to the real estate office and rent that house?
Oh, but, George, I know you'll be sorry. Just like you were before.
Before?
Well, remember, you didn't like it when Mother was staying with us. And you made her go out and find a hotel room.
And I was sorry?
Sure. The room was drafty and you caught a terrible cold living there.
Rent the house. Rent the house.
Well, here's Felix Mills and the orchestra with song, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life?
What are you doing the rest of your life? Have you any plans? I thought if you hadn't anything said, maybe we'd get together. 'Cause I got nobody,
nobody's got me.
No, my heart's fancy free, so you're not busy the rest of your life, then I'll keep you company.
Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Strutters Ball.
Haven't you gone to the real estate office yet?
No, dear.
Well, you better get started. If you don't, someone else may take the house and your uncle will have to stay here.
Oh, darn it. So you thought of that, too.
I certainly did. Now, hurry up.
All right, dear. Well, whatever your final word is, I'll settle for it. Now, if it's no, he goes. If it's yes, he stays. Now, what do you say?
No.
You're sure?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd change your mind.
Gracie, make tracks for the real estate office and don't try to trick me because I'm going to check up on you.
But, George, are you going to turn Uncle John out in the cold and the rain where I'll never see him again?
Honey, in the first place, this is California. And even if it does rain, the house is right next door.
Yeah, but after it rains out here, who knows where the house may be?
Oh, go, go.
Oh, good afternoon. I'd like to... Oh, Gordon Cates.
Well, if it isn't the lovely, young, talented, charming Mrs. Burns.
Oh, there goes that line. Oh, I'll bet you even say that to girls who aren't. Oh, now, what are you doing here?
Waiting for the real estate man. He's in the back office drawing up a lease for me.
Oh, really? I had no idea he rented dens to wolves.
Now, please, Mrs. Burns, I'm not a wolf.
And I'm not Red Riding Hood, but I wouldn't trust my grandmother with you.
Now, look, you're just upset because I won the election for Scoutmaster from your husband.
Oh, yeah, well, George just got a bad break, that's all.
What do you mean?
Nobody voted for him.
But really, Mrs. Burns, I'm better qualified to be Scoutmaster. Now, you take woodcraft. I'm sure that Mr. Burns knows very little about nature.
That's not true. I spent years telling George about the birds and the bees.
Mrs. Burns, you know, we should try to get along now that we're going to be next-door neighbors.
Going to be what?
Neighbors. The lease I'm having drawn up is for that vacant house next door to you.
You rented it? Oh, how wonderful!
Well, that's more like it.
Oh, no, now, don't get the wrong idea, Mr. Cates. I'm glad you took the house only because now my uncle won't have to move.
Oh, I see. You've given me quite a letdown.
Well, don't you worry. You'll give yourself a build-up.
Well, at least I'll try to be a good neighbor.
Oh, we'll get along. But remember one thing. Your bedroom window faces ours, so from now on, our shades will be down.
Mrs. Burns.
Well, George is very sensitive about anyone seeing him in his long underwear.
Oh, I see, I see.
Well, Kate, Elise is drawing up... Oh, hello, Mrs. Burns. What can I do for you?
Well, nothing now. You see, I'd planned to rent the house next door for someone very dear to me, but I find that Mr. Kate has already done it.
Huh? Oh, so he has.
Oh, my husband will be furious when he finds out, but personally, I'm very happy.
And so am I. Shall we go, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. You never know how much this means to me.
Wow. I knew Cates was a ladies' man, but imagine Mrs. Burns wanting to rent the house next door for him.
Hello, Mr. Perkins.
Well, hello, Mr. Burns.
Say, I want to do a little checking up on my wife. Did she come in here to rent a house next door to ours?
Uh-oh. I was afraid you'd find out about that.
Huh?
Now, look, Mr. Burns, don't blame me. I rented the house to the guy before I knew, well, how your wife felt about him.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Perkins. The whole thing was my idea.
Your idea?
Yeah.
To have that guy next door?
Sure. In fact, I want to pay a month's rent for him.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you hated him.
I do. But I'd rather have him next door than in my house. That's what my wife wants.
And you'd let her get away with it?
Well, she likes it. What the heck? Let her have a little fun out of life. See you later, Mr. Perkins. Oh, Uncle John is going to move. Uncle
hey,
John
George.
Oh, hello, Harry.
I saw you coming out of the real estate office. Is everything okay?
Swell, Harry. Gracie's uncle is moving in next door.
Oh, wait a minute, George. I looked at that house. It's awful. No den, no fireplace.
Believe me, it's good enough for Uncle John. Has it got a roof?
Yeah.
Walls?
Sure.
Come on, Harry. You can help move Uncle John.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't be able to, George. I've got to pick up Lauren Bacall at 3:00.
Lauren Bacall.
Harry, are you
Did
still...
Did I say Lauren Bacall again, isn't it? I meant to say Mrs. Von Zell.
Mrs. Von Zell? You mean?
Yeah, my mother. We're going shopping. Well, so long.
So long, Harry.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, Mr. Postman, I'm so glad it's you instead of my husband.
That's what all the women say. I wish I weren't so irresistible.
Oh, you misunderstand.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not the type to take advantage of my fatal charm. I've never even stolen a kiss.
But don't...
Not even a hug. I'm too clean cut. And it's so much trouble taking off my mail bag.
Oh, no. Oh, but Mr. Postman, you misunderstood me. You see, my husband sent me to the real estate office to rent the house next door for my uncle. But I got there too late, and Gordon Cates rented it. Oh, when George gets home, he'll be furious.
Well, handle him like I handle my wife. When she gets furious, I just tell her what I think of her and go right out the door.
Really?
Yes. I only wish she'd open it before she throws me out.
My goodness. You shouldn't stand for that.
Oh, she isn't always that way. Sometimes she treats me like I was one of her most precious possessions.
Oh, good.
She locks me in the cedar chest with her nylon.
Well, George has a terrible temper, too. When he finds out that Gordon Cates is moving in next door, he's liable to grab his brass knuckles and run over there and rap on the window to keep Mr. Cates awake.
Oh, here comes the terrible-tempered Mr. Burns now.
Oh, dear, now the storm will break.
Hello, sweetheart. Hi, Mr. Postman. Have a cigar.
No, thanks. The last time I smoked one of yours, people kept looking into my pouch to see if the leather was on fire.
Okay, suit yourself.
Well, I'd better be running. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
He's a nice little guy.
Say, George, you seem to be very happy. I guess you didn't go by the real estate office.
Sure I did. And everything's perfect.
George, have you been drinking?
Don't be silly. I'm very happy to have that guy next door. Is he moving in today?
Well, no, he can't move in until tomorrow because the house needs cleaning.
Well, get me a mop. I'll go right over and clean it up for him.
What? George Burns, you come right in the house and have some black coffee and tin cans.
Tin cans?
Yeah, you're as drunk as a goat.
No, I'm not. Now get me a mop. I'm going over there and make things spick and span.
Well, this I gotta see.
Boy, I'm tired, but it was worth it. Now he can move right in.
Oh, you did a wonderful job, dear. That's the first time I ever saw you scrub a floor.
Yeah.
When you scrub ours, I'm always out playing bridge.
I know.
Well, what's going on here?
I'm cleaning this house. And what is it to you, Cates?
Well, I'm grateful, George. Very grateful. This is mighty neighborly of you.
Neighborly?
Oh, he's right, sweetheart. Why, you couldn't have gone to more trouble if I'd been able to rent the house for Uncle John.
And I used to think that good old George disliked me.
Well, so did I. As a matter of fact, when he offered to scrub your floors, I thought he'd gone crazy. Didn't I, dear? George. George, say something.
The very thought of you, when I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and skies above. It's just a thought. of you, my
feel bad anymore about Gordon Tate being scoutmaster. You're one, too.
I am?
Uh-huh. Here's a telegram from the scouts of Troop Number 7, Coral Gables, Florida. And they've elected you as their honorary scoutmaster.
Well, thanks, boys. And I'm proud to accept the honor.
Well, George, will you be going to Florida?
Well, no, I don't have to leave California. Though I would enjoy going to Florida. Glorious scenery, wonderful oranges and grapefruit, beautiful climate.
George, you talk like that and you'll have to leave California.
Good night, boys.
Oh, Tico, 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 ha! This Tico, Tico, he's a cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's Tico time for all the lovers in the flock. I've got a heavy day, the day that's day and late. So Tico, Tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo, but if I'm late, woo-woo, the one my heart has gone to may not want to wait. For just a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. Or in affairs of the heart, when he's so terribly smart, he tells me gently, sentimentally at the start. Oh, I hear my little cuckoo tico calling, because the time is right and shades of night are falling. I love the clock, so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 clock. Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.